Welcome to our podcast with Platinum Ponds and Lake Management, where our goal is to give you the understanding you need to be a good steward of water, help you for the future, and preserve your pond and lake's beauty for generations to come. I'm Richard, your host and owner of Platinum Ponds and Lake Management. And today, I'm joined by Sue Cruz, sales manager for Vertex Water Features, the industry's leader in pond and lake aeration. Sue holds a degree in fisheries wildlife management from NC State and has been with Vertex for over 10 years, and she specializes in aeration design. Two for the price of one, we also have Patrick Goodwin, a research biologist here at Vertex Water Features, who's been crunching numbers on the benefits of aeration on your pond and lake's ecology. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Richard.
How's the weather today? Is it in Florida today? Where are you at?
Oh, yeah. We are in South Florida, and it is beautiful and sunny, not a cloud in the sky. Gorgeous, 80 degrees.
We're 2 days away from April 1st, and so things are starting to grow. You are probably a few weeks ahead of us here in South Carolina and certainly in North Carolina. Trees already have leaves on them there, I would guess.
Oh, yeah. We never stop down here.
We're just budding now. Our pear trees have leaves, and pollen is in the air. And so we're going to be dealing with a lot of algae issues here very soon. But today we wanted to focus a little bit on Vertex and these aeration systems. Vertex has been around for 15 plus years, and they've been pretty much one of the state-of-the-art places where they've introduced this bottom aeration using a patented technology using micron bubble membranes. A lot of science has gone into this since 1998. Tell us a little bit more, Sue, about Vertex history.
Hey, yeah, I'd love to. Well, our main company is Aquatic Systems Incorporated, which was started in 1978 by the president, John Gardner, which is one of the largest lake management companies in the country. Currently, there's 9 offices throughout Florida. And early on, John Gardner realized the benefits of aeration and how that could help his business and make his customers happier, and how aeration benefits water quality so much. And at that time, this is around the early 90s, there really weren't a lot of manufacturers of aeration. And John Gardner, being a biologist and very scientifically driven, wanted to start his own manufacturing company and also understand the science behind bottom diffused aeration systems. So that's when we started. It's been about 22 years that we've been kind of leading the industry with aeration, just really understanding and getting into the science. We've had our diffuser discs independently tested. We really kind of started out with the best of compressors and with aluminum cabinets and the longest warranty. And over the years, certainly many other manufacturers have come into the picture and have imitated a lot of our product styles and warranties and such. But we're continuously innovating and coming out with new products and improving and just doing more science.
Now, you've been in the industry for 10 years with Vertex. What have you seen in the last 5 years as some of the latest and greatest things that have helped the whole industry of pond and lake management as a whole, Sue?
Well, more than anything, it's just becoming very critical to improve water quality. I mean, anywhere from, large reservoirs with taste and odor issues to droughts in parts of the country. I think there's just a lot of focus now on water quality, and a lot of people don't want to, keep treating these problems with a Band-Aid. They want to really get to the bottom of what's causing these problems, these water quality issues, and how to really rescue our resources. And I think there's just a lot more focus on the importance of fresh water in this world. And fortunately, I'm in the business here, pond aeration and lake aeration, it helps almost all water quality issues that we face today. So I think we're just seeing a lot more homeowners and lake associations and government associations looking into aeration. And I've seen our dealer network grow over the years. We're up to about 100 different lake management companies throughout the world that represent Vertex Aeration. So just really, I've seen the industry grow a lot.
Now, you have roots, correct me if I'm wrong, in North Carolina. You went to NC State. What have you seen as you kind of traveled the country? How progressive is South Carolina, North Carolina versus, say, Florida or New York or Canada or even West Coast? Where are we in getting up to speed on this whole idea of bottom aeration?
You would ask me that, wouldn't you? Because you already know my thoughts on that. I think that North Carolina and South Carolina are a little bit behind the times, but I think they are starting to come around to the need and the importance of aeration. And I'm sorry to say that because, you know, that is where I went to school. I did bump into my advisor at a conference probably like 8 years ago in Texas, and he actually talked a little down of aeration, so I was kind of surprised. And I definitely think it's coming around. With the way everything is being built up and all the water quality issues that you guys are seeing, and you know, North Carolina and South Carolina, there's so many golf courses and homeowner associations and, you know, fertilizers and there's definitely a lot of issues. So it's one of the solutions. So it's coming around. Well, I must say that
Well, we just appreciate you being on the podcast because I think this is kind of that first step in trying to educate North Carolina and South Carolina as a whole. I know Clemson University has a huge initiative that's going on with a test product that's about to roll out. They've already started it in Charleston. And so we're hoping to be on the edge to help North Carolinians as well as South Carolinians, you know, be more proactive in their ponds, using less chemicals, certainly not using them illegally, but certainly getting bottom aeration in as kind of the backbone in their ponds. Maybe, Patrick, we could pass the mic to you and just have a brief question for you, Patrick. You're the the biologist here. You like to crunch numbers. You like to research things. Why is the Vertex bottom aeration a great option for, say, maybe even just like a simple HOA that you don't have a major pond, it's 1-2 acres, or, you know, there's this neglected area that we're finding at Platinum Ponds and Lake Management is the focus on retention ponds and keeping up the codes with dredging and things of that nature. Maybe you could speak a little bit to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think probably the two main reasons of why an HOA president or board would want to look into utilizing aeration in their lake management program really has to do with reducing chemical use, and two, just increasing the lake's economic value. And really, when you think about these two areas, it really has to do with what aeration is actually doing to the lake, and it really affects almost every aspect of a lake system when you talk about water quality, phytoplankton, fisheries, sediment quality, and then also all the benthic invertebrates. So it really affects almost or improves almost every aspect of a lake, and having aeration can really go a long way with the lake management and reducing chemical and increasing the lake's economical value.
You know, we're finding HOAs just finding out that they're liable for this retention pond that's in the middle of their subdivision. They love the fish that can be added to it. They see the fall, whether they're mallard ducks or the dreaded Canadian geese, but, you know, there's a lot going on underneath the water that no one can see. And I think from our perspective in this education process of our clients and members, it's hard to tell them about what's going on underneath the water where you can't see it. It's not like the sign or the gate at the front entrance. What is going on underneath this water that they can't see?
Oh, man, that's a big question to answer in just a short podcast. But essentially, it really kind of comes down to what the goals are for the lake and what they're trying to improve. Mainly, you know, they're essentially at the end of the day, they're trying to improve the aesthetic looks of the lake, which what is causing all those impurities that you would see, like green algae and stuff like that, algal blooms and increase or decrease in water depth. There's quite a bit that's actually going on from a chemical standpoint, from a biological standpoint, and from a physical standpoint, for that matter. So I guess we'd kind of have to throw the question back at you of what specific thing you are actually looking at, what goal you actually have for your lake, and I can maybe.
Well, we're trying to prioritize. We're trying to prioritize every day with homeowners or a board sitting there, and we're looking at, you know, the cost factors of this retention pond, or we're sitting with a golf course superintendent and we're trying to look at, you know, what is this pond in 5, 10, 15 years? And obviously dredging is going to come up a lot of times in conversation, and those costs for dredging are absolutely enormous. Given that we've gotten erosion under control and it's true organic mulm that's gathering up in the bottom of this pond, just because it's not aerated. They often come to us and say, you know, we've got dredging costs coming, or we need to dredge, or we want to buy a fountain. And if HOA had a choice to between a fountain and bottom aeration, which would they choose, and why would they?
Well, that's a great question. So I think first of all, I'd like to kind of just express what these actual ponds for most of these HOAs actually are and what their main purposes are. Essentially, they're stormwater ponds. So they help with flooding issues and they buffer against flooding. And they also are built specifically to be able to, you know, trap stormwater runoff nutrients from going to, you know, more public water bodies. So with that in mind, they're specifically getting a lot more nutrients and are aging a lot faster than a lot of these other ponds. So the aging process, there's a lot of environmental or chemical conditions and where you can maximize the life of these ponds by just simply getting, you know, good DO down there at that water, sediment water interface. And that's something that can really only be achieved with bottom aeration, where you're taking compressed air and bringing it down to the bottom of the lake, where you're increasing the DO right at that sediment water interface, which is much different type of style or aeration type than a fountain, where you're really only getting localized benefits right at the surface of the pond or lake. And you're not really mixing the lake in its entirety, really only getting mixing right at that surface. So when you talk about aeration benefits, fountains are going to be very limited in what benefits that you're going to be able to see, and compared to bottom aeration, which has been, you know, shown and documented to really affect almost every aspect of the lake system. So.
We can pass the mic to Sue and ask her the same question. If an HOA had a choice between a fountain and bottom aeration, what would you choose and why, Sue?
Sure. And, you know, Vertex is in a very unique position to give a very honest answer, because we do manufacture both floating fountains and bottom diffused aeration. So we're able to actually give the client what they want, what they need. So really you start out with what are they looking for? Are they looking for a beautiful display at the entrance of their neighborhood, or are they trying to improve water quality? So that's kind of where we start out. There's many benefits when it comes to water quality for aeration, so maybe they want both. But as far as, you know, advantages of a bottom aeration system over a floating fountain system, if water quality is your main goal, that's the way to go. Plus, the costs are far less upfront for a bottom diffused aeration versus a fountain. The operational costs, the maintenance, you're not running electricity into your pond with bottom diffused aeration. Mm-hmm. There's many benefits. So if aesthetics are not the main goal and somebody's really considering, you know, or concerned with the health of their fish, the way the water smells, muck accumulation, you know, there's many, many issues that could be wrong with water quality. Bottom diffused aeration is the best. Now, of course, it has to be properly sized, and that's where you and Vertex comes in, where we can work together to figure out what the goals of the association are and how we can best tackle them in the most economic way possible.
Well, that's kind of what I like about Vertex, is they don't necessarily take a cookie cutter design. So it's not like you're flipping through a catalog, you see this particular size, you just throw this in and this works. I appreciated the pond life system because there's a lot of folks that have that half acre pond or less, and you know, a floating fountain really ain't going to cut it if you're looking for the water quality thing. What, describe to us what happens, you know, when you have a larger system. How do we fit these systems with what you have as components?
So you mean as far as like a larger body of water?
Yeah. What is involved in the design process? You're an expert in design, been doing it for over almost 10 years now. What typical process you go through and what do you produce for them?
Okay. Well, I always start out with the goals, whether it be in some parts of the country, winter aeration, keeping ice open, they have bad water quality, muck reduction. And then of course, like the first most obvious, like, quality that goes into determining what system would be the size of the body of water. So is it 1 acre? Is it 20 acres? Obviously, you're going to have larger systems for different size bodies of water. But then we also take into consideration the shape. If it's you know, perfectly round with the deepest in the center, you're able to normally get away with fewer diffusers centrally located versus if it's, you know, long and narrow with arms and you know, meandering body of water, then you need more diffuser placement. So we always pull up, or at least we try to always pull up an aerial map on Google Earth so that we can see what it looks like from the top. And then another very important consideration is the depth, because we have had our diffusers tested independently, and we know how many gallons of water per minute are lifted with a given amount of air at a particular depth. We're able to actually size our aeration systems to circulate the whole volume of a body of water. The industry standard is one time per day. So what's that? All those factors go into our calculations, and that's basically what we're sizing for. Now, sometimes we may want to go with a higher turnover rate because there's more nutrients. There's a golf course lake, you know, it's getting a lot of fertilizers, or, you know, it's a very aged body of water with a lot of accumulation of muck and other organic matter on the bottom. So we take all that into consideration when we do an aeration design.
That's awesome. I just love the science behind it. I love the number crunching behind it. I love the solutions that are behind it. And, of course, you've done this with independent studies as well. So we've got all the facts, all the ducks in a row, proverbially, that you need to be successful with a retention pond or even a lake. Maybe we can get together some other time, Patrick, and talk a little bit more about lakes and all the stuff that you're working on in science and the nitty gritty of your algae blooms and these types of things that are happening in the lake and how aeration has an impact in it. But I'm sure people are itching, Sue, to hear where can they purchase a Vertex aeration system, and why would you purchase a Vertex aeration system?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we do have about 100 lake management companies worldwide, mostly in North America, that represent our product. And really, they are some of the best companies in the country. So ideally, an HOA or, you know, a pond owner would purchase a system through their local distributor. And this allows the local distributor to be able to actually do site visits, get to know the needs a little bit more of the customer, as well as continue with the maintenance program. Or if there are any issues after the fact, such as warranty, it just makes it a lot easier to have that local point of contact. So that's what we usually recommend. And there are some parts of the country where we don't really have a lot of distributorship, and we do work directly with customers. But for the most part, we prefer that the end user goes through a distributor.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, Sue and Patrick, just spending a little bit of time sharing this knowledge that you have. I know you're both passionate about water and about being a steward of water. We certainly value your time and your expertise today. Maybe we can get together some other time and bring some more information to the folks here up in South Carolina and North Carolina.
Great. Thank you so much, Richard.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you, and you all have a great day.